Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ooh! Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. So today we're coming to the end of our conversation. Our conversation was the conversation around children with mental health crises, right? And we are not classifying it as illnesses, as diseases, as ailments, as whatever. We are putting it as crises, because under mental health, right, there is an umbrella of differences, and there's an umbrella of so many things, and it would be an injustice for us to classify it or say it is or put it in that box when it means so much more. Now, yesterday we had spoken about the narcissistic parents. We had spoken about the different kinds of children within a family dynamics. There we've also spoken about what happens to the child, you know, what happens to the child when they grow up, when they have lived, because we are looking at it as a mental health crisis to have narcissistic parents, to have parents that are bullying you, to have parents that are breaking you down. Because some of these children, many of us are undiagnosed, guys. We are all going through the motions, but we are undiagnosed. There is like a depression here. You just haven't felt yourself for the past 6 months. You haven't felt that urge or that need or that motivation to go out there, for the past year. You've just been walking in circles and basically just in the same loop or same routine. There's no sense of excitement, and you're wondering, yeah, but exciting things have happened, you know, but why am I not excited for these things? Many of us are undiagnosed. Many of us are not feeling well. But because going to the psychiatrist or the psychologist is it's a redundant act, or it is an act that comes with stigma. I think many of us are hiding behind stigma. We're hiding behind, apparently, there's a lot of stigma when it comes to mental health issues and mental health crises. So that's why we're not going to the hospital. I don't think so. I think 90% of you guys have medical aid, and you guys can just go to a private doctor. You guys just don't want. You know, I know my mom suffers from anxiety. That is my diagnosis, by the way. She's never been diagnosed. She suffers from anxiety, that one, because and also sleep disorder or something, or insomnia. Because the auntie doesn't sleep there. And also she hears most people fighting, but that one was from trauma now. Post-traumatic stress or CPTSD. And she hears people fighting in the middle of the night, and, you know, because of the violence that has occurred in the vicinity. So, but she doesn't go. She just let that department of her medical aid and they just rot. You know how you have a medical aid and it has all these benefits, right? It has glasses, it has dentist, it has orthopedics, it has what, it has everything, right? Yeah, that, the part for mental health, that one she has crossed it out completely. Like, she's never, ever, for the 40 something years that she has been there, she has never crossed that boundary or even tried to participate in that side of the medical aid. And many of us have, undiagnosed issues, right? When it comes to our psyche, when it comes to our emotions, when it comes to us, we've undiagnosed things, and it's not that there's stigma. We are hiding behind the fact that there was stigma, and I don't think that there's stigma anymore, because there's a lot of privacy. If we were all mental patients that were all going to state, right, then you would say that there's stigma. But now you guys are given opportunities to go private and you still don't do it. So it can't be stigma. It can't be stigma, because also it's only you that knows. It's just like when you go to the loan shark. Chomi, do you go with anyone to the loan shark? You go most alone to the loan shark. And it is private. It's a transaction between you and the loan shark. So where would the stigma come from? Even your doctor. The doctor doesn't reveal your things. So why do you think that here by a psychiatrist or a psychologist it would be an issue? Not unless it's just a you problem, this one. This one is a you problem. It's just you that doesn't want to participate in that. So children with mental health issues may show signs such as persistent sadness, excess worry, extreme anger, significant changes in mood and behavior, and withdrawal from activities or friends. Now, this is now, you know, this is now for the children that are pulling away for thereby activities with friends, because also I also for one knew that I had issues, but I was always also with my friends. So there was no, I don't want to be with anybody. We are together. We're within. So these symptoms can interfere with the child's ability to function at home, school, or in social settings. So ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the children. And also we have spoken about, where parents go wrong when it comes to mental health crises. Oh, crises. I feel like I've been saying that word for a long time now. Crises. I think that, part of our problem when it comes to parents is that sometimes we blame the parents. But it's not the parents' fault. And those are forgiving spells that you have to give yourself. Especially I think that, for you to give birth to someone with an issue, right? And it's a mental issue. I think it takes so much counseling. It takes so much conversation for you to not feel guilty. Especially as a mother, for you to not feel guilty about what has happened to your child or how your child has turned out to be. And it takes a lot of comforting, you know, to get to a point where you are absolutely okay with yourself. Not with the child, but with yourself, respectively. So, the common signs. But before we get to the common signs and symptoms of mental health issues within children, right? Before we get to that element, I want us to listen to a conversation about children with autism. Now, when we talk about autism, right, this is also yet another spectrum that is so, it's undiscovered by us that don't have close relatives or that don't have children or that don't have friends that have autism. Many of us just, we just leave it on the side. We don't really research it. We don't really understand it. And that is why sometimes when children are diagnosed late, right? They are put in normal settings in ordinary settings with ordinary children because they are also ordinary, right? And in this case, some children get bullied for being different. And sometimes this difference is called autism. Sometimes this difference is called autism, or it could be something else, or it could be that children are just mean. There are many factors. But today we're going to hear from a mom, right, that has an autistic child. And the reason that I am exposing you to all this information is because some of these conversations, right, no matter how brilliant I am, no matter how amazing and loving you assume me to be, right, some conversations are not conversations that I can personally, right, deliver to you for it to have an impact, for it to sit with your soul. It is not a conversation that I can have with you. I can facilitate it and I can expose you to it, and I can give you the information, and we can discuss about the information. But sometimes you just need another mom that's going through what you're going through. You just need another dad that's going through what you're going through, whether it's this continent or the other continent or the next continent or below the sea waters or above in the sky. As long as you know that they're going through it, right? It gives you that beacon of hope. It gives you that fighting chance within yourself to know that you are not alone. You're not alone in anything at all. There's no issue in your life that you are alone in. So sometimes, right, I give you guys the correct voice, the correct experiences, so that it can pull your heartstrings. It might be the conversation that sets you up to start. So listen with an open heart. Listen to receive. Listen to understand. Listen to experience. For those that are not in the shoes of parents to autistic children, take note of the parents' experiences and be kind. And also, please, teach your brats manners. Teach our children manners. We call them brats because havele, what is that? Eh? Like, yeah, I don't like that child because that child's skin is like this. Like, your child doesn't understand that people are different. Your child is going around pushing other kids. Your child is making somebody else's childhood a nightmare. Your child is the reason that other kids have trauma. And it doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you that this is the person that you are raising. Yeah, some people just need thick skin. If you say so. But don't forget, we're African. Sometimes, we just have to go to our grandmothers and grandfathers. Then your child just becomes a nobody. We cannot be terrorized like this. Like, your children are just so mean, man. Your children are so mean. The things that they say to other kids, especially to children that are different. Your children are mean, guys. Your children are so nasty. Is it because you are nasty to your children? Are you nasty to your children, sir? Sir, are you nasty to your children? Ma'am, are you nasty to your children? And I know women always say things like, yeah, but how can I be nasty when I'm the one that's paying the school fees? I didn't ask you who's paying the bills. I asked you, are you mean? Because, there are so many children that are just going through torment and through hell at these schools. Because of other people's kids. Now me, I'm a pull up. Yeah. Me, I'm a pull up. I'm a pull up with a gap. I'm a pull up. Because I'm the kind of parent that pulls up. Because okuthetwane for 2 days, okuthetwane for 2 days, 3 days. And then your child must just be tormented by another child. Ah, no, guys. No. We're not doing that. And let us put into consideration, you know, children are so innocent. There are so many children that are innocent, especially when you teach them good principles. Like, there are many different children. There are many different types of people. There are people that look like this. There are people that look like that. There are people that walk like this. There are people that don't walk. There are different kinds of people, but they are all human beings, regardless of their skin, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what they are doing, regardless of their circumstances. They are all children and we should all, or they are all people and we should all love people, right? If you teach your child this, then the likelihood of your child, right, walking into a supermarket and seeing an albino child and being absolutely okay is perfectly fine. It's there. Or seeing a child with Down syndrome and not stay, not do anything, is perfectly there. But just talk about it. I'm saying have conversations with your children. Tell them that they are different kinds of people. Show them what a person with Down syndrome looks like. Show them what a person with what is this guy's name? Kahiriri. Kahiriri's syndrome is alcohol. Or what do they call it? Alcohol syndrome. You know, when a mother drinks way too much during birth, during pregnancy, sometimes the brain doesn't develop. And then the children look like that. They have short foreheads and, large ears, something like that. It's like a deformity of some sort. No, but I'm not a medical doctor, but this is what I know about the disorder. So we teach. We just teach the children. We show the children that you are not allowed to do that. you're not allowed to hurt other people's feelings. Now, if you're pointing at the person, don't you think that, how would you feel if you were in a shop and somebody was just pointing at you? You wouldn't feel nice. How would you feel if you were in a shop and somebody's pointing at you and they are laughing? Like, oh, no, guys. I think that we just need to do better, man. We need to do better. Yeah, but children will be children. It's you. Because you, it's you. If your child is bad, it's because you are bad. Like, when I see bad children, I look at their parents and piss. I might even walk past you and say, sis, shashifui, what is this that you are raising? Mm-mm-mm. What are you doing to this poor child here? Oh, sis, man, change. Like, shashi, whoa, no, man. So we're talking about this because it's an uncomfortable conversation. I think this has been one of the hardest conversations that I've had to have. And I think it's because I'm a parent as well. And because there's such a sensitive spot for the children, because we want the children to thrive. We want the children to do better. We want the children to live. We want them to live full lives. We want them to travel the world, do great things. We want them to be the next Denzel Washington, the next Peter Shalulile. We want them to be phenomenal people. We want them to live, you know, to experience life. We want the best for them. So sometimes when there's a hiccup of this nature, because it's not a bad thing and it's not stopping them from living their lives, it's just a hiccup that we have to adjust to as well, because parents are people, also. And there are so many things that they, as parents, also have to adjust to, because you have this dream for your children. You have this dream for your children. Nobody looks at their child and says, you're going to be such a nice hobo. No. Or you're going to be a great bumalar or a great street child. No, nobody looks at their children and says that. We're all hoping for the best. We love them so much. Right? We love them so much. And then something like this happens or pops up and you're like, yo. I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had severe stress. Like severe stress. It was severe. And part of the conversations that I had, you know, when I had my sessions, my psychology sessions, right, was that I was so anxious and I was so scared and I was so stressed and I was going through the motions through that pregnancy. And the psychologist said that, yeah, but now the likelihood of your daughter, right, being anxious is higher than those that didn't have stress during pregnancy. So now sometimes I look at my kids and I'm like, I hope you don't have it. I hope that that's not your reality. I hope. Because there was nothing much that I could do. You know? But I hope that's not their reality. So if I can feel so bad for a two-year-old, what about you that's going through it and it is actually like that? It is that your child is anxious. Your child is anxious. Your child is suicidal. Your child is depressed, sad all the time. I go to Okulaumone. And I honestly think that most of my experiences right now is just like a payback. I feel like I'm living my mother's life. I feel like I'm living my mother's life, because many a times I always used to say that, you don't understand me. You don't understand me. And now I get it. I get it. I understand how it feels to love somebody more than you love yourself. To wish them the best. To want the best for them. Because being a parent is feeling inadequate. Right? All the time. You always wish you could do more. And I think that, I think yesterday I was triggered. There's this series, it's called Bad Influencer. bad influencer triggered me. It triggered me to the core of my life. It triggered me to the core of my heart. So there's this, and funny enough, it was a series that I watched yesterday. I literally binged on that series. I finished it yesterday. And it's ironic because of the conversation that I chose to speak about this week, right? And I just stumbled upon this particular series yesterday. So it was a happy coincidence. So it is about this auntie. Her name is BK. BK, like with a B, banana, and K for Kelly, BK. And BK is struggling. She's struggling. She's in debt with a loan shark and work is not working and it's just wild. She's just going through a lot, right? The electricity is being cut off. The water is being cut off. She's just going through a lot and I can relate so much, you know, because, oh, guys, mm-mm. And then, she has a son and he's autistic. So he's born with autism. That means at school, he's not coping. He's not coping if it's not the teachers that are picking on him because he's different. It is the kids that are picking on him, but she can't afford to put him in a special school. Made and designed for children like him. She can't afford it. And there's a government waiting list for the government school. And the waiting list is so long. She is so far. She's maybe number 6,000 on the waiting list. Imagine. So her child is just going through all this torment. And then there's also the pressures of the finances and life and, oh, like, my God. So she starts to make fake handbags so that she can get 200,000 so she can pay for her child's school. This woman becomes a criminal overnight, guys. And it's not even kucha she's enjoying, or she bought a new car, or she's buying new shoes and new clothes and nothing. Everything is basically just going to putting away for the son and clothes and for the son. Science things, because he is now with autism, there are certain things that they prefer, they like. And he is a fan of space. So he knows all the planets and he knows all the Milky Ways, the galaxies. That's his thing, you know, that's his gist. And she just becomes a criminal. There's so many moments in that series where I cried, né? And I think it triggered me so bad. It triggered me so bad that the aftermath of it is still here today. Like, I feel a deep sadness in my soul. I feel a deep sadness because of what we as parents, and I'm talking about parents that really show up for their kids. Not these things of trusting that the child is with the other parent and you don't contribute nothing at all. Get in and out. Where you squander your money on your things, right? And you don't look out for your responsibilities, you don't assist. For single mothers, or for single mothers that are married, or for single parents that are in relationships, you know, because you might be a single mother, but you are married, ne? Because you are doing everything by yourself. Because, habibi's money. And Habibi's resources are for himself. And maybe sometimes if it's a traditional dude, it's for himself and his family, Shashi. And it's sad, sad, sad reality. It triggered me so badly that that she was, that if the roles were reversed, ladies and gentlemen, and I know how, and I knew how to, literally, she said that her father has never ever in his life given her anything for nothing. But he taught her one thing. He taught her how to sew. Like, because he was a tailor. Best of the best. But he taught her how to do it. And for that, she's grateful. Because that's what, the one that's now paying the rent and paying the bills. Never mind that she actually ran away from her whole marriage. That was very abusive and all of that. She had to go and start over from scratch with nothing. So it touched my soul. It touched my soul tremendously because everything that this woman is doing, everything, all of it, everything, there's just nothing for her. You don't see her going into the shop to go and buy anything, shoes, nothing. Mm-mm. The things only came later, but in all honesty, she's buying material to make her own clothes. And it's not because she's like, oh, designer, what, just because of the thought, ne, of taking out the whole $300 to go and buy a dress, ne, like, and milk, and what, like, no, let me just see with the material that's there, and then she'll just work it, you understand? She didn't live an extravagant life. And I think that because of how she didn't change, she was still driving the same car, guys, still living in the same place. That's why the police didn't catch her quickly. Because you Namibians, small money like this, you guys are buying plots in Avis. And how can you be? Yesterday, we were all walking to town to go and look for a mission. And then tomorrow you are buying a plot in Ausblick and you're driving a Range. Come on, guys. You think we'll not, we will call the NAMRA. Kucha, can you investigate, their accounts, tax fraud or whatever? Can you investigate? You understand what I mean? So I think it triggered me to say that there are so many parents, and I'm not only giving praise to women, I'm saying women are majority. And I'm not saying all of them are nice just because they have the kids. Sometimes they have the kids for leverage and for whatever. But I'm just saying that for the parents, because there are single dads out there trying their best. You know, there are single dads out there that are learning Teletubby names, guys. They're learning Teletubby names. They're learning stickers. They are learning, they are really, really learning. And they are getting their hair done. They are getting makeup done by their daughters. And these are 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, my dear. They are taking care of their children. And it's really not easy. It really isn't. And some of their children also have special needs. I know a guy that was dating a girl for like, I don't know. He was with, her name is Helena. He was with her for like, I think it was maybe like 5 years, 6 years together in a relationship. As solid as they come, right? And now one would think that after 6 years, if you guys get pregnant, it's most not a bad thing. Even if you guys are not financially what, it's not something where you would die over. It's not like the one night stand pregnancy. It's not like the 1 year pregnancy. It's not like the couple of months pregnancy. You know, it's 6 years, like 4 years to a decade, right? And they were dating and they finally fell pregnant, right? Or they fell pregnant. I don't know if it was an accident or not. They fell pregnant. And when they fell pregnant, I don't know what this girl did. I don't know what she did, but she was not happy. She was not happy, and in her lack of happiness, she tried a couple of things, right? She tried a couple of things to, you know, extinguish or eliminate the pregnancy, and it didn't work. Now, I don't understand why she would want to abort, right? But she tried. And the guy was, the guy has always wanted his baby, you know, he's always wanted a child. He's always wanted to marry her. He loved her. Like they were together. He was bad also. Yeah, he was bad. He was sleeping around. He was, you know, not having a job. He's just dancing. Vati was an artist. He's an artist. Was an artist. I don't know. Yeah. He was an artist and you don't know where the show money goes, but he looked responsible enough, you know, and he was kind of like a scam artist, very handsome scam artist, that guy, you know, and so he wanted a family. He wanted to settle down and all of that. And if he was so bad, she could have most now left, you know. So anyhow, it didn't expel. The baby was a fighter. The baby stayed. And she went through with pregnancy and everything. And then she gives birth to the baby. And everything is fine, right? This guy is just traveling up and down. He's always there. And he's taking care of the baby. And he's taking care of wifey. And, you know, they are living their lives. They seem good, right? And then she just decides that she doesn't want. She doesn't want the relationship. She doesn't want the man. She doesn't want the child either. And she also doesn't want Namibia Sobiso. So she just literally just looks for schools and like above and beyond. She quits work, ne, to go and uses her whole entire pension to relocate. And then she goes and lives somewhere outside there. I'll not tell you because you people are nosy like that, because the whole story makes sense. You might be a neighbor. You might know them. Hey, I already said her name is Helena. So you might know them. Then you'll be like, ah, is this what happened? Oh, is it him? Truth. Like literally. And then she just packs up. She gives the child, leaves the child with the guy's parents. Because he doesn't have a house, nothing. So leave the child with the guy's parents. And the child is also having a disorder. But the disorder is caused by Mamimos. What she was trying to do at the abortion day. Yeah, so that's the consequences of the abortion that was there. Because she didn't want the baby. So now the baby is challenged, right? And the baby is living with the father and the grandparents. And it's a reality. But he loves his child. He's pushing for his child. So sometimes we see the mother there on the socials flexing, sissy, flexing, how it feels to be loved. How is that? She's flexing, my dear. She resigned a whole good job. She resigned, took her money, relocated, my dear. She said there's nothing here in Namibia for her. She went and did her education. She got a job there. She was probably looking for marriage to settle down, probably going to tell this guy that she doesn't have kids in her life. Nothing. So, that's a single dad to a special child. So some of these conversations are difficult. That's why we have them, right? So that we can somehow, somewhere, get to a point of understanding, especially for us that are not exposed. For some of you that are not exposed to some of these scenarios, conversations, realities, right? Yeah, today's your day to learn. So today we start with autism and the beauty of raising an autistic child by Sally Ditcher. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we as Eagle Media House do not claim any ownership of any information that is shared that is not my voice. You know, we are not saying that these clips belong to Eagle FM or the soundtracks belong to Eagle FM or whatever. No, we are strictly using them for illustration purposes, for information sharing purposes. It is not ours. We are spreading information. So that you that needs to hear it, hears it. All right, let us dive into our first lecture.
My name is Sally Hart-Deitch. I am a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 20
years. Ha! Her surname is Hart-Deitch. Like, did you see how I butchered her surname? Hart-Deitch. Ha! Okay, cool. No problem. Ciao.
25 years. I am a hospital executive. But most importantly, I am a wife and I am a mother. And I am the mother of a blended family of 5 boys. So if that doesn't shock you enough, because believe me, there is a lot of testosterone in my home, and I'm the only girl. We even have a male dog. That at least I will always say that I will always be the queen of my castle. But it is the most important job that I have of being a partner to somebody, but then also having the responsibility of raising 5 boys. So let me give you a little background, a little story, and I'll take you back 2.5 years ago. And this is a little bit before Greg and I got married, and before we actually blended our kids together. And Liam, who you will see his picture shortly, had been diagnosed previously with ADHD. We all thought, oh, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Put my finger on it. We got it. We're going to treat this. We're going to deal with it, all of these things. We continue to have issues. And as a clinician, my background comes out, and I'm like, there's something not right. And although I think, and a lot of times I will tell you, I practice medicine on the side, which is not good. And people will call and say, is Dr. Deitch home? I go, yeah, let me put on that hat. I knew that pharmacologically there were things that were not right. And I kept thinking, we don't have the meds right. We need to titrate. We're working between pediatricians, psychologists, everybody else going, something not right. So we end up finally taking Liam to see a child psychiatrist. And through this process of having your 7.5-year-old sit there, psychiatrist spends about an hour just talking, just asking Liam lots of questions, asking us questions, and finally turns around and just very matter-of-factly says, you realize Liam is autistic, right? And I think at that point, my world kind of shattered and imploded and kind of fell in. And the shock and awe, I think, at that time, I just responded and went, excuse me? And he said, well, let me explain. Autism is a spectrum disorder. For those of you who are not familiar with autism, there is a spectrum, and he kind of described it as being an umbrella, and you go from this side all the way to this side, and depending on the severity, you are on either side of kind of this spectrum. What does that mean for Liam? Liam's kind of about in the middle, what you'd call kind of an Asperger's kid. Liam is extremely intelligent. Liam's IQ is over 150. Liam is phenomenal. So as my world kind of collapsed, and I remember sitting that night and crying and crying and crying, and very much doing, as I told Greg, I was having a very bad mom moment. And for those parents in here, you know that you have those moments throughout your parenting journey, whether it's a bad mom moment or a bad dad moment. And you go, that was probably not a great idea. That was probably not a great thing to do, but you learn from it. So Liam is this little boy over here with the glasses. And I will ask you as you look through and as we go through the pictures that Liam very rarely is ever looking at the camera. It is sometimes just a challenge to get Liam to actually participate in a picture. But Liam is our square peg. It is very interesting as we have really just dove headfirst into understanding what autism is. It is amazing the number of people who have said, he doesn't look autistic. And I didn't ever realize, well, I guess, is there a look to being autistic? Is there something that makes them different? Is it something that you could change and say, well, yeah, that's it? Or as in our family, a lot of times we look at each other and go, I'm having my own autistic moment. So let me give you some examples of Liam and how this process kind of came to be. Liam was born, I was what they would call an old mom. I did not have Liam until I was 38 years old. When Liam was born, he was a great baby. Although I will tell you, Liam never slept through the night. Liam didn't sleep through the night until he was 18 months old. And even after that, when we finally got him to sleep, he would be up two or three times a night. So the doctor, and I think of all these questions, and I think that's when the bad mom moment hit. When you think back to all of the things your child did, and you think, why didn't I see it then? So I can think about Liam not sleeping. Okay. You know what? Kids are kids. There are some kids that are really hyper. They just don't sleep. They don't sleep well. They have problems. Liam, very overstimulated, tended to, as we call what is stemming, and it calms him, and it's something about his head, and whether it's rubbing his hair, whether it is playing with things, whether it's covering his ears, that is my child. When you see him walking through the mall or at the airport, you will see a gaggle of us. There's seven, sometimes eight when the nanny's with us. And he's usually the child that's walking that has a hand in his hair, and he is comforting himself as we go along. So Liam didn't sleep. No big deal. A lot of kids don't sleep. At 9 months old, and if any of you have ever heard or seen Celtic Women, it is a group from Ireland, they're female singers. Liam saw a video of Celtic Women at 9 months old and fixated on that video till we had to play it over and over and over again. And I have pictures of him just sitting there, and he'd sit there for hours and just watch this video. Well, that's not weird. It's a lot of kids that become fascinated by things, even at 9 months. Okay. Moving past that, it wasn't until he was three that we happened to be over at my parents' house, and he truly happened upon a video of National Geographic Space. 3 years old. Pitched a fit. We have to take this home. My mother agrees. You can take home the video. Liam watched it on a loop, sold VHS tape, until it broke. He was my child who knew everything and anything about space. So we'd lay in bed, and we'd have these stories, and he'd say, Mommy, start at the beginning. Okay. Mommy and Liam are in a space shuttle, and we start at the sun. Yes. And what do we do, Liam? We fly backwards. Okay. Where do we stop first? Well, the first planet, which I actually think is Venus. I may be wrong. Tell me about Venus. You can tell me these things about Venus. Then Mercury, then Earth, and we pass Earth. We wave to everybody. We're at Mars. It's the red planet. It has all these things. What's after Mars? There's an asteroid belt. I honestly did not know that. Okay, what's after that? Oh, Jupiter? I think it's either Jupiter or Saturn. Tell me about that one. Jupiter, largest planet. Mom, did you know it has 31 moons? This is a three-year-old. Really, Liam? What are their names? The largest is Europa. Then you have Callisto, and he'd name them. Okay, at this point, it's kind of weird, right? Because the parent used to be sitting there going, you're three, you should know these things. So anyways, Liam, this is Liam. He knew that Pluto was not a planet, it was a dwarf planet. The tape broke. Not a good moment in our lives. And we graduated. By now we're about four. We graduated to Stephen Hawking's universe. The four-year-old who watches astrophysics. And became just enthralled with everything and anything there was to know about space. These are his other, the gaggle. Liam, of course, has his back to the camera. But he's in the picture. We have success. So moving on, we soon figure out that Liam is just, you know what? At that point, you're thinking, yeah, he's just impulsive. He's hyper. He's a normal child, but probably lacks some discipline. Probably lacks some focus. That must be me. It's bad parenting. I'm working too much. I'm not spending enough time with them. I'm not helping the situation. Another bad mom moment. Lots of times, and a lot of us as parents love to put guilt on our own shoulders and have our own martyr moments and say, this was all me, and we missed it. We start school. Now, I'll tell you, initially, he's in a very Montessori-ish program. It was very free-flowing. It was impossible to catch it. And it wasn't until he got into actual school, into public school in first grade, and by the grace of God, he ended up being at my sister's elementary school. And the first year she said, I don't know if it's him or the classroom, she said, but I was doing an observation, and they were kind of out of control. She said, but I don't know if it's him or just that there's a lack of structure. So we tested him. He's testing into the gifted and talented program. Bravo. She said, next year we're going to put him in the GT class, and that teacher is extremely structured. So we'll see. Second grade, 86 days of lunch detention, 2 in-school suspensions. And the second one was for pushing down a little girl and calling her a whore. You're in the second grade. Where do you even hear that word? And how would you know contextually how to use that to a woman or a female? So imagine all of the horrible things that are going through my mind of why is this happening. So working with my sister, the counselors, we need to get him evaluated. We need to do a full-blown psych eval, which we do. It's ADHD. Your child has ADHD and pretty severe ADHD. We don't normally medicate children at this age, but in this case, I mean, we really need to try something. Great. So we do, change diet, put him on medicine. Remarkable. Second to third grade, I will tell you, great improvement. We went from 86 days to 6 days of detention. Bingo. Eureka, I have found it. This is what it is. Didn't explain all the other things that were happening. And to give you kind of a flavor for our little Liam, is that Liam fixates on things. So obviously space. Space still continues to this day. But in the first grade, it was snakes. He was the only child I know that went in on career day and said, I want to be a herpetologist. Every other first grader looked at this child like, I don't even know what that means. Okay? But he could tell you by snake, especially venomous snakes, and he'd ask you how much you'd weigh, and then in his head he would figure out how much venom needed to be injected in you to kill you. First grader. Okay. Then we went from snakes to the next year it was hyenas. That's kind of a weird one to fixate on. Okay, but when you go to the zoo, which we did in Tucson and somewhere else, Liam's pick of a toy or a gift from the gift shop was a hyena. And all the other boys went, okay, Liam. I mean, Liam's got a hyena, and he read everything he could about that. We've moved from multiple things to, let's see, infectious disease was the last year. Now, can you imagine when Ebola was breaking out across the United States, across Africa and then coming to the United States, he sat in his doctor's office and he said, you know, but thank God, it is the strain that is, and he named the strain, because the mortality rate of that is only about 70%. You know, if they had this strain, it's probably about a 98% mortality rate. And his doctor's looking at him, okay, Liam. So while to us he is extremely fascinating, and I tell you all of the things that are incredible about him and what he's able to grasp and study and understand, it also is probably one of the biggest fears and challenges that we as a family deal with. Because there isn't just one child in our family, there's 4 others. And we have this conversation very often about how do you balance the needs of the 4 to the needs of the 1. And all of his brothers, and I will tell you this story about his oldest brother, Zachary, who on the day we found out, Zachary came home, and I literally was a disaster. was crying, and all the boys had gone to bed, and Zach was still up. And he walked in, and he said, "Sally, why are you crying? Dad, why is Sally crying?" I mean, he was very upset. And Greg tried to explain to him, Liam was diagnosed, and he's autistic, and we're trying to consume as much information as possible. And Zachary said, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "You know, Zach, because I'm mourning. I am, as a mother, thinking of all the things my child will not do. That to this day, he doesn't have friends. He doesn't get invited to birthday parties. He doesn't do the normal things." And Zachary looked at me and said, "But that's why God gave him four brothers that will love him no matter what." And that child, as much wisdom as he had at 11 years old to say that, brought me comfort that no one will ever understand. So Liam actually does go to summer camp. And as you can see in even his summer camp pictures, he doesn't ever stand with the boys. He's always a little bit removed because he really doesn't want them to touch him. But at least we're making small steps. So we as a family, snakes. My husband doesn't like this picture because he doesn't like snakes. But Liam loves them. He is different. And there is one thing that we say a lot in our family is that what is not always fair, maybe equal, and what is sometimes equal is not always fair. And so the needs of the children, all four and five of them, are very different. And as parents, we have to change what we do, how we do, and how we monitor and move their worlds around to make sure that we meet the needs of all, whether it's fair or not. These are all different pictures of different times where we have really tried to bring him in to being part of us. And I will tell you that as when you look at autism and the spectrum and you say, well, what is this? Liam, with an IQ as high as he has, also cannot tie his shoes nor button his pants. So the day-to-day world that he lives in is very different. He's a mainstream student. He's in a normal classroom. While he is considered special education, you wouldn't... What does that mean to you? And as I've heard even many of the speakers today talk about whether it's tolerance or stereotyping or having biases and racism, there are those in our population, especially people that have autism, that it's not defined as one thing or another. That is many times why they call it a spectrum disorder, because they are all on a spectrum and it's not defined by one singularity. This caricature was done and they all picked their own idea of what they wanted to be, and Liam picked Halo. So Halo Reach, or Halo the game, which is a video game. So let me give you an example of a Liamism from Halo. So we go to GameStop and they get to pick a video game. All right. And he's trying to pick something out, and he sees something, and he says, it was Grand Theft Auto. I went, no. And he goes, he says, that's right, Mom, because on the list of the 100 most violent games, it's number 2. Okay. Yeah, that's why you're not getting it. He walks around the store, and he walks over, and he picks up Call of Duty. Liam, and he goes, it's not, Mom, it's actually not that bad. It's number 47. Pick another, dude. You're trying me. Walks around, picks up Halo. And he goes, it's not people, they're aliens. Okay, what number is this one? And he goes, it's 89. It's not that bad. So we live with a child who can list anything and everything, who becomes fixated and fascinated by different ideas and things, that would much rather spend time with adults than he would with children his own age. And yet at the same time, the discussion that he wants to have with you is the discussion he wants to have with you. So it is not this back and forth. Now, I'll tell you, last night we went to Western Playland and he did ride the tsunami, and he sat between two girls that were a little bit older than him. And he was very proud when he came off, and he says, "I was having a conversation with them." And I said, "You were?" And he goes, "It was an exceptional conversation." Right on. And we work with a therapist who does a lot of applied.
Good evening.
My dear.
Good evening, Tete Kwezi.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, today we are talking.
Yes, you can put it.
In May, as you should know. Kikisi kwa tudenga aro story shiri.
Myself.
Oh, today we are talking about parents whose children are special, how to cope and how to live with special children. And right now the conversation that we were listening to was raising a child with autism. My dear, please enlighten us.
Oh, but we were not aware that it's like that. We came to know it a little, but he was just nice. Like growing up, but we know he just starting and he was about to speak and everything was fine. He just dropped a bit from there. Then he always, when you speak to him, he always repeat after you.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that he is like that.
Mm.
Like, okuna no dyslexia na jisika. So, Kefimbo Shato Popi, he always repeat after you. Nani is when you are potoshicha for the first time, and then get to potoshima keshikuja, what is it?
Oh, so he is repeating to learn.
You have to repeat it after until he realizes kuja is what.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he processes it proper that is what, then you never repeat it. Because man, but now when you come into our house, you will not realize that it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he used to everything now.
Mm.
There's nothing you can send him, anything you can talk to, anything, but with you, he might not, because he still has to process your behavior, the way you speak, your pronunciation, and everything.
Mm.
But when you speak to him, he might start repeating you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we already realized when he go to grade one.
Grade one, because
when he go there, he teacher was saying, this boy cannot speak. Which one who cannot speak?
Then you are like, but
he was just always quiet, and he refer us now to a doctor, therapy. So when we said that. This one is a dyslexia. Because
It's too loud.
It's too loud. You know how where it is.
Yeah.
But the goodness, she machine yenge on. He doesn't have problem with reading. You can give him any book he's just reading.
Mm-hmm.
Proper.
Mm-hmm.
But with number, you can identify them. Marini mabini wanango toti 2 plus what. Because I think he still has to process how, what does it mean for number 2?
Yeah, like what is a number?
What is 2?
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Mm.
But the what I'm trying to teach him now is maybe sometimes to give him money so that he can shut a karanda. So that it don't pay any in the $5. Opoa mane kuchana ni mo $5 omona nende uchepso ngapi nende ureko ngapi taka ruroki ngapi. So that himself will start processing it. Just to understand it from that angle. Because for him, he had to learn through practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, double good on God, like he, just like that. Sashi is difficult to teach him. Yeah, it's difficult to teach him. Yeah, so we used to have like a smart TV operation in Imeke, no? It was just thought by, even if they were saying he doesn't need to look, to watch TV, but by that time he was quite Sashi, Okukarapa TV, I couldn't limit her, like, to do physical things.
And interactions.
Yeah, interactions. Now, we just disconnect. But these days now, it's like, Okuna, inima, kiholi ni maata yukuma.
Yeah. That's autism. Don't touch it and don't put it in that way. And this must not touch things like this.
I always imagine to say how this kid will be when he is old. She could it. Aggressive. Sha is very aggressive. So, maybe now, Maapua now,
yeah, he just goes loud.
Mahara, thing is like, it's not good. But it is fun.
Okay, so how did you guys deal with the diagnosis now? Now when the doctor is telling you, no, he's dyslexic, how did you deal with it? Being a black parent, being an Oshuambo man.
Wait, I just realized, Kucha. Uno na Oshuambo.
Yeah.
Uno na uji. Wait, wano kami to kama kama roko sisa yenge.
Yeah.
That condition.
Yeah, dyslexia.
For him, he can just speak proper everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Because the food, because of everything, you know, kudana, like that, like mara. Oisune, yayoku, not to recognize letters. The way. So nice. Yinafara, yinampungoko, koshke? Koshkesha, or something, shitoke, shidimbur, ngande, and shidimbururara, when, wangu.
Ne?
Yeah, it's a big boy. Marokuchara, ito. Sharing for no, just a normal person.
You will. It don't fake it, Shaka.
It don't fake it, Shaka. Sashi neng, if she, nguno.
Yeah.
Oku kopinga ne, Uchara e kwari like. Kwaita nyengo kukora. Hei feta, karone hei koma teomas.
Yeah.
With him, he likes to learn.
Yeah. He's curious.
Yeah.
Because he wants to know.
He wants to know. It's like next year now I wanted to take him maybe even to soccer also.
So he can be running.
Because he need to be
active.
That energy. Something is. Even if he's not active, it's not good for him. And he needs also like to socialize. He doesn't want to lose the ball.
Oh, he wants to have the ball always.
Mm.
But we are playing. But we are playing, but me, I have the ball.
Opunanga ikuja imege kore. Maafu akucha. Nenge iku tukuzara no kore ya changini. Maafu akucha man. Black parents.
Yeah.
Aile. Una akuja shishiru.
There's no those things. There's no allergy. This. As long as you're not going to die if you eat it. Even if you don't like it, you eat it.
Yeah. Osi bilike. Ba akucha ala. Kule ili wabia.
So you were more relieved when he was diagnosed. You were more relieved because at least now you know. Kucha, how you can navigate and assist him.
Not to deliver. Kucha rawaja uvute, like, what is it, you know, because the dad is normal to be told.
To be told that there's something that's not correct.
But he's a big boy in grade 3, oh?
Ah, no, now he's a big boy. Now he's a big boy. Does he go to a special school? Oh, he's at a special school now. Oh, he was always at a special school?
Mainstream.
Yeah. Because the teachers...
He cannot cope a moon, no?
Yeah.
Actually, them they were saying, him is not that like worse. Even Farako, more as there was one school at Eros there. When we did that, lady said, it's a mugumu and a monoka. No, omunamba very worse, unene.
Yeah.
Then is kwa pumbo kukara mo mainstream person. Da hinengo kuliko special class of so akuchaka elimu yajika.
Okay.
Mara mo mainstream muyane. Wote kucha the way anonto kwa kupinga ike. So arakucha atu. Chote hatu. Chosho ngesti kurumbe zeti ontu kwa mokuputuka. He's just a normal person.
Yes.
But yes, Has she in a meeting to anything?
Yes.
Ohaya ako karasanende. Paife, eti chodo nende si daili nga ando kurongwa unlongi. Tasi te ati limbaranto mbinga ingo.
Yeah.
But what are you assessing now? I say what? Teha ando jokuja ano akarunko asange nende si. Mara, ushikuja this person can read nando kuli. What do you want? Ongeta shanga, ongeta eshikuresha ange, oshike na what are you assessing? Wakara atashiki.
Kukare popo speeda yo ya kwa?
No, oike, to shashinga ototi, teha nongira ototi na shangi. Teha joku shanga ne toti na shangi. Oike ito nile shitanengi ito mpuroma kuromo kani. Ya uyuta rengo teka mpurangu ito nile iti. Ne?
Yeah.
Chara, you just provide an alternative.
Because even with natives, for example, they do have special exams for people with dyslexia, where you just give your thing orally. But hold the line for me, Tate Kwedi.
Great news! IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Good evening, ladies
and gentlemen. Tate Kwedi. So, there are certain systems, for example, with the native system, where there's no sense of forcing a situation, especially if the person has a diagnosis. You just work around the diagnosis.
Oshikucha, yekuka di mo mainstream,
Oshatas
milongo, social what?
Yes.
Witeko?
Yes.
So, mara, and the suamono kucha, this person is like this, sasi, almost so hearty, like this one who cannot read. O anda dashida sangwa. In other ways, Mango, otom forcing arakareli waiting as you.
Ngeshuahara. Like the way
you want.
Yeah.
So, social nation gabek. But the go, Marando people, social nation thing is Unona Oko ambush.
Yeah.
They have those problems. Marado simini giruara mo system, John. Ya mara
okusimi ni kwanga nenge watu atumana kwara omvula dawa ya dope tu ya emostrita
mara ne ando wali ni kucha atumana nani ape ya kumbwa lidonga kwa maki ngeshimuno kwa ya tutuwa zareda nana ata kore kupangira nendu kauto like that shosho nenda shikuru kire kucha they at the school now. Sasata always as a parent, sometimes you need to be or a pumo private school, Ashira. O Pumfare, I say private school at the Modina, those extra, I think.
Yes.
Mara, or mainstream.
Or even if it's not extra, they have limited classes so that there is attention given.
Yeah. Oshikucha for them, and Shara or Manukucha, no, pay for Kushiku, Kuriko, Kuresha. Tadiko kata hizo ondada. Ngero wama nani kucha o namoro za tazi nyengi. Otonko ngerara. Chashi for them with the dyslexia shindirongo.
Yeah.
They learn through practice. They learn from my experience also. Ya irongo ngashi tonlongo ka.
Yeah.
That's nanga ya mwenye nyengu wafucha pifo tonlongo to tingi. With the smart TV yoshu kwa jongini. Hontu lile kwa harini maishi. The whole day that are on the was like that. O kala, the busy, o kuresha, onto the story.
Yeah.
oi mwene ta umbuya ta ureshi ta kushanga ta uningi desu kota tear kukwido mwaya mwina mwa kondu ya pati ta asonda leki adana kuli eskureshe vure nguyonnen ya
I know all that tepiem
tiandeda okuli kwa jerim ahingwe kwa jerim bela mwge rifaisa ma dono mwono kare di mwge riduana ma kushikureshe cha super simvure
I'm going to try for that. I think it's also lifelong.
Yeah,
it's lifelong.
Yeah.
What is it? Afa apumbo ku recharge wangange.
Yeah, mara ndamu nono kukucha. Kuno problem na ne sera la pista mba aruze. I don't know why.
Your child is racist.
I don't know. Na kashimbo waga yengi kashu watameke wete kwa watameke tangapaja iko windu kwa watu watazi.
Yeah.
For the whole year, and now 2 years, Quakara are handing of Pambo.
Yeah. That's now the thing, because children can also lose trust.
Yeah.
Because they don't look like the people that helped him first.
Yeah. As you go, it's expensive, you know, no shatu. It was not covered in my medical. Big pay cash is expensive, isn't it? So, si one tatu ni feraneko.
Someone cheaper.
Ko government. Imagine ara he was referred to speech therapy.
Yeah.
Up to now, he never get a slot. That is now how many years now?
2 years.
2 years or 3 or 5? Are you guys? Oh,
5 years.
Actually, what are you referring to? Space therapy for Dr. Mandy.
Or the pediatrician?
No. Mara, sigo pa isai ke sigo nesto naga ako therapy ono ni kwa shike. Sasi kwa jare no problem wa kupota.
Yeah. Speech.
That is super my. Speech therapy. Mm. Ma, if you go maybe 5 or 6 years. Eja, I'm waiting this time. Na ambasa ya kwa therapy na tama tati na eko. Up to now, is when we realize kucha mo epangero ara mo venduka o ispangero sepangero. Muna ara one speech therapy. Who is catering maybe the whole venduka the organ.
Yeah, the whole country actually, not even Windhoek. It's the whole country because then you also have patients that are coming in from just other regions.
Just imagine, ne? Maro kuirongo kutseashige. Kuirongo akutseame gumbo kupotame mbashashi. There's no choice.
There's no choice, yeah. There's no other way.
That's what I did to go to Ngengo went to Ramo mainstream. Wakirongo ike.
Yeah.
He's going out to pick some behaviors proper. For them,
but isn't it stressful? It would also stress him there in the mainstream.
As in stress Samara, he learned to cope. The reason I'm not really is that Sashie, Kehoron to Tadenga Kaning and Tuto Shouting Aka. So, Shosho Etene is your daughter, Iha Poppy.
Because she's always shouting.
Sashi him, Okunakukara, Edna, a rapport with you first.
Yeah.
Opakare kumangurukir. Sashingere nengito ningish and kiruno nambi.
Yeah. Him he's just running.
Yeah. Sashi ning and we up karange ndito misanamos would open poster.
Yeah.
Okunaku ya kungwe ete kupo kaga.
Yeah.
Marangiro tumpu kiseja anga. Wamwenanga ino na kara
like reading your body language.
Yeah, targeting the body of which are you working with him or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hashingerito, it popis, I would say, open posture.
Yeah.
Like, Wahara Nengo.
Open arms, you know.
Yeah, open arms,
open paws, you know, the arms are stretched, yeah.
Tasha Puja, we ask him, Tom Popis, Puja, and what's come?
Tara,
Tekutana. Chine to coming up of turning or mean Fimbongan and get turning up in Postatoma Tamato the neck on way.
Yeah.
Barangadino Shiningasho.
Tosimwa.
So it's a way to say, I think a Tarambera Kucha or Tumuno. Like, Okohara Tango at Ade Kucha, how friendly are you with him? Yeah. I think I could feel in the jar. Tomo no tapos na kuya mani. Do yon e na angere tarong ng ateti. When session two you need the special also skill.
Yes.
To teach and also understand these kids. Session gere uno na ando tarong uno na geshe ya changa. Oto chaga nani yaga popi.
Yeah.
Naka. O kuchara the children they are not open to you. Shashi.
You are screaming and you're shouting.
You are not open to them.
Yeah.
You need to be their friend first. Ne? Marangini ma you know shouting and screaming.
Neshinemo government dito vulgukari to shouting and screaming. Neshashuno no re 53.
Sashi when he was like maybe 2 years or 3 years ago. Sara nengo wenganda. Amatu kira nengo manda.
Eh. Nenge tikwa takuma kuti. Even that loud sounds
Mara hewini mazuri hii ningiweleza.
Kokoka takoko. Haya koko andeta ninga ama cha nene.
So sawa deno shime. Nenga ndoguna aka kopipeke nde tonga ndaiki.
Kata tu kasho yo kwaya no.
Yeah, it took a thing if we get her type. Now, sister, what is it? On God, your queen. But if you need to have your number, now proper. Which I got on God.
I'm going to go.
Gentle. So, what is the of Shima? She objected. She.
Then she is dangerous and gets your kahara and don't shout. Itaroka copy? Otherwise, Okata to Gash and get a ask shout in the Kuchaka Shurapo.
I'm a ganda. Unaku, like. Unaku heka. Yeah. Then I'm not telling you, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Ma buja shall retire or no but the symbol no one hecare that is a pagaro.
Kuchombili,
not that is a little kumara. Mara, ma namana buja is Kishimana area. Like you say, Oshona, Mara, Barashari.
So it's something that you need to work on so that in future, he doesn't become a danger to himself or to others when he's angry. Because also their anger is also extreme. It's last number.
That one he doesn't know. So you own an egulong.
So that he can learn compassion, and then he can also learn understanding with that you are also a person that also feels pain on your body. I know. So one of my aunties, her son is autistic. Ever since he was born, he was autistic. First of all, when he was born, it was just a normal baby, everything. Then the changes started to happen when he was 2. Mara, hold the line quickly.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
Alrighty, good afternoon, good evening, good evening. So, so when he was born, he was just a normal baby. And then at 2, he was doing grown-up things in academia. So in academics. So you could give him a book that's upside down, and then he'll look at the words and he'll know that they're upside down. So he will change it. So he will turn it around like this. And this is a baby at that point, you know. So he'll turn it around because he knows that the letters are wrong way around. And then also with computers, he started becoming very interested in computers. He's an IT technician now. He's big. He's what? He's 22, I think. Yeah, he's 22. So he started having an interest in computers and gadgets. So he's one of those kids where you give him, for toys, you give him an old phone, and then he would, tashokotoranga, and all of that. And then at some point he turned 4, and then he was diagnosed now. So he's autistic, and in his autism there's what. So we used to go now twice a year to take him to the speech therapist. Now when I look at it, because I never asked, because I was also younger. And now when I look at it, it was most probably because there was no speech therapy here. Because the mother was spending a lot of money. Imagine, it is petrol, it is the driver, it is now the children. Shashimi, I go to go and be with him. Because ever since he was born.
How many people?
And then that school was better, 27,000. Just imagine, so, and we are there for 2 weeks.
Mara, no, you need to monogucha oshiri. Inima, we don't have everything.
Yeah.
That's supposed to support the child. Yashi. Unanamono, they are just abnormal to us.
Yeah.
But in their world,
they are absolutely just normal, yeah.
They're just normal. But Peter, I should show it.
They don't.
Gisano is one and Osarina, go put in, and the party in this morning, and the water on quite a comic on mathematics. It's very good to meet
you.
Marosara Pucha onto Itaikomeho and Massachi, Escures.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
What?
You could have been a whole mathematician.
You
could have been a whole somebody that just only deals with numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the way the curriculum is designed,
yeah,
you must have all those subjects.
Yeah, apparently all the subjects are very important for you to have.
Okay, now interested in mathematics.
Yes.
Why can't you just teach numbers?
Mm.
Then you do, you tatarakucho o number, take it to
message.
Yeah. Hmm? Just teaching numbers.
Yeah.
So what do you mean statistics? Just numbers. Because he understands numbers.
That's true.
He understands numbers.
Mm.
So for him, I should say, no. Utakaraha. Unless it's a book, or a story book.
Yeah.
Because this one, he like your word, or
yeah,
Sashi no Kuresha or Kotaku. That's it, I recommend that which I know. Nakane ha Sashi quite a problem, Alcopot. And the Kana Hope of Pinet and Gay was sank.
Yeah.
I hope Kutakan et an animal. Marandone, so no,
yeah,
so no, sente apone.
Yeah, because then he would have never really learned how to talk because you just communicate, yeah, via text. Yeah, it's true.
Shandi, Okwali Hore, Quere Keranaguri, no, Mboromos.
Yeah.
Sign language. But we have to stop him.
Because him, he doesn't want to talk. it's not actually because he can't. It's because he doesn't have an interest in it. He doesn't have an interest in it. He would rather find other modes of communication than talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
He man, the kucha, moraso, hasho pagato no problema. Move. Why to char? I don't know this man of a
Oh, so what? Every time he says something, you always have to ask him, Totingini?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? What did you say? And then he got irritated.
Yeah, it gets irritated. But I can't develop any. She did on my cosmetic. You know, Kara. Also, simply my anduro. Only man, the look she get. Kara. Harakuka. That's a. Ay.
Tirongo. Simbolo. Let's just sign. My friend's stepfather is deaf. So they sign. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now when the smaller baby was born, he I don't know, because he spent so much time with his father, I think he was under the impression that he doesn't talk. Himself, he doesn't talk. So every day he's just signing. Now at home, because it's normal, because it's family interactions and this, we are all just signing. Eh? But most of the time if they are talking to the father, he's just signing. So he started going to school at some point. When he started going to school, he's not talking. He's signing. Now the teacher called and said, like, no, because they usually interact with the older sister. The older sister is my friend. And the older sister is now, this boy. This boy, he can talk, but when he goes to school, he wants to be signing to the other kids. He'll go until the other child, then they go mapi pengi in the sign, but he can just call the other one. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the teacher for like a whole 3 months, 4 months, the teacher was mm-hmm. under the impression that the boy does not talk.
Mm-hmm.
Kucha, he can hear, because obviously the schoolwork is being done most. Yeah? So he can hear her talking. Mara, he doesn't talk. So eventually the teacher called the people, Kucha, no, come to the school. Ah, no, maybe you must take him to a special school, because he doesn't talk. And the sister was very surprised. Like, he talks. No, he doesn't talk. I've been observing him for 3 months. He doesn't talk. Ugh. And then the sister brought the boy to school one day in the morning. And then the sister was like, tell teacher your name. My name is Matthew. 3 months. Because I think also at some point he thought he doesn't also talk.
Yeah. It was very, very, very small.
Yeah.
There was also this child also,
By people not understanding. They're always asking me, Everybody's doing it. No, Penda.
But when I listen to the mother, Kuchara, opponent, I had recording a shri kucha, oho, nani, Hillman, was not like 100%. But the government, So that waiting on the national, Ninguno Kuketaka, Mokasu, Shukabu, Monoka, Makasa, and Nengeteka, the political record to Roenemos. Interesting, but it was not like that. In the Tariko, oh man, there was a gap.
Yeah, there was a sign.
There was a sign on Toshara.
When it's your child, you don't really see anything when it's your child. Swimming lessons.
But they have water, higher tension.
Peroxide.
Yeah?
And I know me, I'm wrong. The thing any they have higher what? He is an excellent swimmer. He's a diver, even. Like, literally, he can, like, right now, the discussion is around him going to do boiler making. Uh-huh. Yeah, going to do boiler making because he's a diver. So, but his mother read everything to do with it. She was really hands on, everything, you know, speech therapy. He also went for the swimming lessons. Then he also went for computer, what, and he was constantly busy.
He must do something.
Physical activity.
For that, Puningirwana, we have to
say.
Yeah. Hmm? One of Polika is around with Ajo Kunoganda Chai, Kokaniki Osponga Hasha. No, how to talk in Ega?
Hyperactivity.
Hyperactivity. So, the people with cigar and pop, what is the motivation for no one, Hasha?
Oh, my goodness.
When he's too young.
Yeah. Stakakoka.
What about me? Girago?
Yeah. Because also,
yes. Too much energy. So, ukwapunga ne kudana ne gaseta roroka.
Yeah.
To
relax.
To relax. Yeah. And going from the quarter of the day. Kama 200. what we are as a public. We don't have everything, all the skills and expertise that we need. You mean the whole country?
Until now,
what is wrong with that?
And the worst part is that until now, you know what is disheartening for these types of situations, is that every day you guys are having graduates that are coming to the government's assistance. They need assistance from the government, you know, for financing their courses. But you guys are not encouraging fields that don't have anyone.
What the people call or public or speech or moedi, manengo imo tayarua, marvenzi or edico private. Your name is a private, itacha chinga in my name, medical, and the pangaranga itan futuan.
Yeah. Mara, at least, shower ningane no state, shower ningane no state, mo internship, yoya tulimonga umvuranjo no mos. Tushishi kuchino haramo, but at least mumvuranjo no, hatu kwaserenga unona, unona mbuta tuvuru kukwasera mumvuranjo, mangi noya neko private anengwe.
Yeah. Maro, teti ne, o state a brave. State eta, man. O si ongo sika, sina, like, o public institution, o doka inante aguana. This is the element when we always think that, look, there's no way the state is above. Ya, yashivu duka ikere, I diminishing weka, kuchaka inoka positi.
Yeah.
The state is the one that correct everything.
That's true.
When everything, and I heard avurugunyeng babosa.
But the state is avurugunyeng, yeah.
The state is avurugunyeng, but has shown in all the resources.
Yes.
Waiting list.
Pepe ontune eli membo ngawa tegerera. Gero mwani neka muna oshike unongo no research no kukara mwaka kukwa thero kana kenine. Gero mwani tegerera rashiri shiro ntu itaiko skora ntu eli membo.
Haife de otudana stuwechi na kiamge. Haife Oscora cabinet facility.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yeah, they cannot accommodate them.
Sport ground I can now.
Yes.
Pao can I go have swimming for a monam scora?
Yeah.
And go like that. There is nothing. When a momar can the Mahmozuna, there is nothing.
Copaco, no mapank.
Opaka hili pe. Where's the park?
Gero muna ni opaka, opako inuma pangwe.
Opaka, ngesimo vendu kakuli raa po poske. Lino ngueno. Po pangisu waka na epoka totura. Po suelto mono. E development da dondoro pangisila sito vendu ka. Whoever ontungbato da ini manzo matarande no opaka ini manzo suelto mono. That was the only mind in the city of Vinduku.
Yeah.
Apart from there, in Mina Chukira. Masanda Dari, I spoke up on the Sahara. What do you go? So, Poponeto Ramanagucha asked me, we are not serious.
Yeah.
She may not win Matayan that I don't look at. You were supposed to make sure Kucha of Kehoskora, eh, Nagukari in a social work.
Yeah.
All the teachers, they need to be trained. Special children.
Yeah.
All the teachers, they were supposed to be going to pass it. From Shara, Shiguri, Ngamu, Unene, Ngambo, Erike, Rwanga, Primary, Niko, Shiko.
Yeah.
All of them.
Because lower primary, Oene, naku figuringa out, Uno, nawe, tumanga kuyere.
Yene rongo no primary, yo kwenda kwendera pamwe na social work.
Yeah.
Shashi, paisa mka mwono ntuta ningo si mwishiku misi, akoka. Mwana nyoshi mashi. Kwa jara hisi ningi?
Because...
So, I didn't want it.
Yes. Shashi, tatekwezi, my younger sister, she was a slow learner. So she couldn't like just the first year already, she couldn't cope with being mainstream. And luckily for her, she went to Pioneers Park, so the primary school. So the teacher is the one that called and notified the parents, kucha, here it's not going to work. She has to get a referral letter to go to Eros Girls. And this is now a conversation kucha. If you assist your child while they are young, right? They learn to manage and to cope with what is there, and they do become something. And the world is now, there are so many opportunities for them because now they understand themselves. Instead of onu tomundurara nasigotaka dopa, nasigotaka karara, you know. So Okwaka Eneko Ero School Sahono, and to a point where she was even the head girl of the school.
Mm-hmm.
The head girl of the school, and she was an athlete as well. She that the way that girl played everything. She was number one in everything. She played tennis, not tennis. She played netball. She played hockey. She played soccer, and she was on the athletics. So she's one of those girls that are running all four of them the whole year. There's never a time where she's not doing something. In terms of sports.
Social entity.
Yeah.
As a society now.
Yes.
There must be facility.
Mm-hmm.
This facility for the children, irrespective of
what
condition they are going through.
Yes. So, and that same running that they kwedi, ne? Nakarene, you know, with academics, it's not really, there are certain fields that it's not really about academics, Andishi. So, nakarene, the academics, she, it wasn't why she got a job. But right now, as we are speaking, ne, she works in correctional. And she got in with running. She's an athlete, like literally, she got in with running because she's an athlete and she's part of the top 10, ne? Like runners. Shower Poppy round runners, and you speak her name, all of them, they know her. And it was through running that she got an opportunity. And then on top of that, Tatekwedi, she has her certificate. She's a kindergarten teacher by profession. She has her educate certificate or diploma. And then on top of that, she has her diploma in psychology. And now she's going for the degree and after that, the master's.
You could already see kucha.
There was intention.
What was the intention?
Yes.
Shashi ukatenis bo koto pokeri and boro poi.
Yes. Hockey field.
Hockey field.
Yes.
Usimin for everything is there.
Yeah.
Tasha skora oarehar.
Where children can escape. Mm-hmm.
Uno nakata urukata ni.
Yes.
Yes.
Basketball court.
There's nothing.
Yes. There's no facility to accommodate.
Yeah, dantara no marukanda tantungu paise. Erambo jawaran tangkasibu. Whatever. Even in a modern day, there's no facility there.
The parks that are there are filled with drugs and alcohol. I'm not taking my child to Pioneers Park. It's even nice that you are here. Eh? So when you go into office, please, Tatekwedi, there by City of Windhoek, when you go into office, you must look at these things of adults in parks.
Just imagine the concept of beautifying the city.
Yeah.
It's no longer there.
Mm.
It's not there.
Yeah.
Just wait in a property developer. Like, when you are gifting now, a land to a property developer, for instance.
Mm.
And you're supposed to say, look, this now, that took a proportion, you know, Mara, this land, it's ours to beautify the city. We put parks, we put what? Yes. Recreation facilities.
Yes.
For the children in that area to play. Yes. What happened to that concept?
Yeah.
Social weight in Irish work, or Ministry of Work and Transport, or Ari High in a concept that you could beautifying what? Government building.
Government building. Mm-hmm.
And government places.
In maintaining them.
What happened to
them?
no man of Fandena, Marotra, the Nero Car Authority Dina, and my at the same what it in members, Paca, Cemetery, what the garden. But where are the gardens?
Yeah.
Where are the parks? Maro concept take it to beautify the town or the city. Not there.
Yeah.
Look, Oina, Ombash, like Okwader Singaroshi Ombash. It's a very complex mathematics.
Yeah.
That's also to add the single penny.
Yeah.
Or because of that rural urban migration. Opa was solving out to a Jama Veseri. Goma, Matrigari, Gotagam, another.
So it doesn't actually take down the numbers and it's not,
yeah,
it's not doing anything.
All right, Tachokwethi, please do call back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking. And I think that it was very encouraging, you know, for Tachokwethi to also come through and talk about his experiences and to have the beautiful conversations that we are having here, guys. Pulling heartstrings is toch our home. So, good evening.
Good
evening.
My idea. Yeah. What
hold the line quickly. Let's quickly go for this break.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Tate Kwethi.
Now, we grown up in an environment where there's not a center, there's not electricity, can even on Greek.
Yeah.
Marane, because the parents were struggling feeding you and also struggling to send you to school.
Yes.
Now when you get to Pitine, then you change things around.
Yes.
For you to address the issue of Ubash,
yeah,
you need to create opportunity there so that these children can become something in future.
Yeah.
Oputa mekene. I think what the autoshining in England, my mamma no don't have to run more sport facility.
Yes.
May playgrounds and everything. May swimming pool, or wow, no put tungamo.
Yeah.
Then Opoma Nekucha, how many after 10 years or 20 to producing a metal and bring up?
Yeah.
The situation will not be the same.
Yes.
That you got a thing at Kucha.
And also how crime goes down.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if we are all busy, who has time? Who has time? If we all have interests, who has time to be going to rob people in Molam?
Having an opportunity,
Yeah.
Education. No. That's not a thing.
No need.
Chawe da bara no plan atan tungo score no da ngesi o say that we are not approving.
Yeah.
No.
Because it doesn't have all the facilities that children need. Because children are not only supposed to be going to school and then go home at 1 o'clock. Children are supposed to go to be going to school and also a healthy mind, which a healthy body equals a healthy mind. And that's why even with us, when we were going to school to take with him, as we used to have PE. Like literally PE, where it was, I think it was a 45-minute or an hour class where we go and we go and run and we go and do sports. And then on top of that, after school, there was also now the sports of the school.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our children these days, 1 o'clock, there's nothing.
Claro, eso se te pide. O scorar, o standard a scorar. If there was a standard of school, you know, in a car, in any measure, one up. Simple. I say, Ohara no care, o can I go to Kafarako, Krasado, the swimming school. We go and eat a caravan, no sing, come on, no, we had a good one with that in Moscow.
Yeah.
That's a swimming pool on it. Why?
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 Mm.
Si, os coras y tungo, caen. Paifo, guato a don pu, o a peotenda ne yo cutungo, caraza y ne, o caraza ningo mamborga agriganga. Y nagaronda, no jugoronda, ¿no?
Yeah.
No, miro la ningo, miro con jano.
Yeah.
Miro con jano. Canas, cuspo, canas. O a los poro masa a tu tío, o ni penima. Yo no tatu ti, o a tu dim, paife, os coras cacunas. We call Uganda for the Guzon on a
Kakunash.
What is that?
Yeah.
Social safety or sport economy or at a duro. It's the only thing that can.
Yeah. To burn that, to burn all that energy.
Co creating Gara or solving a lot of problems in one.
Yeah.
Or sport economic. Pantu shawa tamu sports facility monone kereche na watu wapi no koskora na kumarikwa. People are just busy.
Yeah.
Uno no te dana ike na tu nangu imu no te imahe toda. Wote kum. No. Gani si masita yangu muno uno no umetu mimi na imani. Marumu kwa dada na masita. Ai foto ali ne basa ta kudira nuno na ta kudire ano ta usanga mata kata kudenga koma ngo ngade ano pesa kama haruna ukada ne ne mo
ta ukada na pini.
Where do you want the children to go play? No, listen. Hi, you mommy, I was in my school. I'm not. Ota ukada na ne pini dati.
Eh, mama, muno siri to ya phone ne kashon. Kwa kumwa datinga ne. Udano wao.
Mara kuchara. Anu ba yeke mo masito vindu kama aye kakuna tazi la dina kwa weja mimi mamono anu aye anto na atu luku anto na atewe omba shu creating a make an opportunity to develop talent
yeah
to keep people busy and the same time they are busy they are fit
yeah
you know. You are
to kill time. Shashinakutua and I don't mind is dangerous. That's so, most probably why we have such a high alcohol consumption rate, Shashino. What else is there to do?
Shawazara peto iko kugilina pokati kugilina no ana and rwampia pokatin.
Yeah. Exactly.
Imagine a people akucha. Paisa anuma no haufe nene penifazi. Mfono waya akulana kwa mwoso watu na menda launi kwa chiku.
Yeah.
O husband, hata ama mpashumo. Ngele, o haufe za umamama nyara. Ngele unona.
Yeah.
Paisa tuwa viene kucha. Paisa unona kamwe, itakapo rukula na shashi, kakenonga.
Yeah.
Otaka tuwa kwa mama nyara, taka, otuwa za unona unila roko mpati, uide nga mama nyara, stodanda. Oh. Yes. Paifo una no.
Nengonga kuzoko skora, dhova adhike, wadhatathi zengu thapune tanga.
Tanga, Paifo tuwa adhiyo ntuke, siku wako runtota anye, ta unana, unata uzine monsi momo, wafa iya nangor.
Yeah.
Muka mikumba. Shashiposhi makatada nene, it's not the, otatu tine, simboli mino pungwa ne shiri, because of money.
Yeah.
Inopumbwa uparecido uno buena gente because of money. Mara posima napo parekwa nawa tapoturo evige hekevi. Komba. Opo.
But just allocate certain areas for it.
Tara.
Kaisharo shima, shilonda, shathina naka.
o tennis court ande no no paremo no tennis no basketball no netball ni cosa yo no saben daba con de no no rumbo is that lo que says
no
o si más no estás cupura o mire una tienda ahí no mani ahí si me das el longa but I'm not thinking what digo they're not thinking o si si escucha it's a must you are unable to control the immigration of people
yeah
but in the city you must make a provision escucha no muy mamono nanka es moner creation al man o más tengo que cargar algo acá uno no puede soldar a nada what digo yo no conozco a nadie no it's a priority my friend. Then we must stop in the guitar. We must pass a solution. It's a pitiful plan. Your extension at the Itungwa. They didn't even know that Itungwa score.
Yeah.
They can't make the facility. I don't know. Mm.
Ah, we? At least even just two.
That's true. Or she no pass in a car, so kill it. Or she no go car.
Yeah.
They have to have it. Shashini may me, it's not a rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
Oka parida tutika ongwena.
Yeah. But have it in mind.
My bruro.
Yeah.
Never forever.
I get a shame. Tatrapoca o candó jampano, no candó jampaga. It's a goal post.
Nenda apuru no ngai rita tana minyo.
Shiri. Gesha ko pa espaga o shike o basketball court o soccer court. Kwa kuza no soccer.
What are you losing? What are you losing? Ngenge watura mwini manzo no mo basho mo informal experiment.
Nothing at all.
You are
nothing.
Nothing. You are not going to say, no, they are illegal. Make them illegal.
But you cannot also not be saying they are there illegally for over 15 years ago. Because I think the illegal status must also expire to some degree. Because if they were illegal, why are they still there then?
No. In a minute. It's just, it's not a rocket science, but I don't know. Chashi, wamona nenge efali hapa antu.
Yeah.
Chikaike efali rumbo ehi pame.
Hehehe, kupanyas baka. Tamu wano magumbo kere gati ten.
Taifo nu dene si yata nuke etatu chikaru efamba tapa antu.
Yeah.
Maron tu kwanye mwakucha a black family on two.
A black family is not like a white family because a black family is it consists of extended.
They be together ni myself singer. Ana he pe muntu na turi wa pa kanju go etendi ta kwa na re men.
Andika 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 weather pon una ke ne ngero ndanyengwa la le la le la ron kendi ron ndanyengwa.
Ngai ka swet ucho ko ngai wo ja ri ja kanu cha no. Oi manashi sunara the true intention the mandate of Arata Rafael to provide service land and to that ungewe
yeah
cha shingwe ni ngonde kupora kucha embo jo ili tungira kucha as a minister as a what
yeah
kakunonde kutungira that nonsense like that mara wahara upandu no just use the money to service the land.
Mm. Yeah.
Si we for not the money, Maru.
Just service the land, my dear.
No one. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Oso adata haro perfectness every time.
Yeah.
Ma ofisi ya kutoka ni ya kufra takende. Nangu ntushuwa ya maa ni meyaka waza maa kani noka peregi.
And there are many, and there are many things that are limited because even here in Windhoek, tovuru kutunga no manzo pigo mani niwe gathoro mangwe mwenu. Unakulanda.
So so neta tuti hii. Loko. Ngeja tuto kufine Windhoek with two faces.
Yeah.
Now, we need to find a model. Kucha. O model azili kombina zino oyonji. Mara humata turala kanine like this.
Yeah.
Wete ko? Sa singere ngo hijo apo siru siru hijo apo. Aye. Kombina zi. Ngere ongo eto sara kerenga landi fiko kapana nashike nashike. Aye. Uka kombina wi.
Yeah.
Mara koncepta na zinu anua ya atu shiri. Kamuna. Sa singere deti anisi anua anu. Iha tukara ikene poi ma passare in ba propa puna ne stilizza di kana propa
si ma so par
aso si ma so apunga historicot the people who are on the land
yeah
pa ifo ta don tu come eri mo venduka e no amba su di essere residente what nonsense is that
se business
dando
hold the line that te puede
great news Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What is it? I'm Nangeshe Famos. We must, you know.
But we must Nangeshe. She's winning in unable to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Po land grabbing and pay up for venene pe.
Yeah. Pay for that to tine. Grand old shakucha. Ke konto kuna rombashim.
Yeah.
Bosa. And donata ngombashan kazitsu. And dosha zilingaura.
Hmm.
Wetego?
Yeah.
No.
Hmm. Ana ngeshi pa ya te querero si que ya te querera o salari
nada ahí fe you want to save one person
yeah
or you want to save 100
ahí
fe ungo wadengera rumba sho so toca tu zovinge o si kota tu ti kuchanda ahí mbano mbacho dao na nyo mbacho do yara
yeah
na ko mbacho do yara ahí fe ando Kuningo sabe toreji sauche kuchake. Ombashu zino oye. Oyaji. Awa yaji. Orenti ngani oye. Awa yaji.
Yeah.
Oho. Okay, ngongo eji. Etokati. Okay. Opuku kare unu ombashu zidi mbaji.
Yeah.
In illegal land. Evingero jiri mo informal settlement. Why do you need to?
Yeah.
You don't need to.
You don't need to. Is you want it for housing, no. Gandishi? You want it for
you
a home?
Housing.
Yeah. Why do you need four? Are you over quito pora? Can you live in multiple places?
Itashishio. Peso de ti ingera unguwa tukucha ombasuni noya ya kwezi. Kwezi oni si enaji. yo enaji, yo enaji. Puna ni miya lipezi. Ombasungi tu yile pipare kiyo ye.
Yeah.
Midani sapoko angwe ni mahala ni ngakungwe.
Yeah. Mara neho itoburu ne kulandi sashashino.
Ombasuka ishiwe.
Kaishiyo evi kari shiloe.
Evi kari shiloe itoburu kukarawa opa inga more than one.
Yeah.
Paifo toa daron penifo ko kombae okuna kombashe mirongona. Great land. Agar enti mo mo swa kopo kunam. Great land.
That is just one
person. I'm not taking that for granted. That is just one person.
Then the hugi kagon tu.
Ali romber. Then the ano ano to to to. Kaya mama kagororo.
Yeah.
Oh, ano boka harin tingan boka na wajar mahar.
Eh. I would say, no, 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 you are correct, Ashashi, no. It's so unfair on New York, a great bingo lender, and they'll take a footy, no?
You take a footy, Tara, gayan te buru se vingon tu kumwe. Because ito buru kuka uno mba su dirin tano ta more than two.
Yeah.
Then you grab the land. No. Takuna ima. Ah, we. Just one.
Yes.
Tara, una ima. Ke umu nguta gengere.
Gera tu stragere ni na tu stragere ni apan lando.
Just one. So, oponenge, so yo eti men de Europa din.
Yeah.
People were given land. And again, they are going to grab the land.
Yeah.
So,
why? Cash
a data in collecting bakucha. Otovuruara kupoa every operator imwe. Ngoi te wajone to irani sapo uri mo data system. Shato pa dawa wagerpinge you can be arrested.
No, you are not supposed to be selling it to anybody. Because technically, it's not yours. You're just occupying it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Even sometimes for free. Nenge kumaru ambushan. Monti tukani mbungi nanziwa. Yon to talimos.
Yeah.
Yon tate kripinget.
Ay,
noti ni, ay, zika kono hiyan ya. Se to pewa iken goto de jispa propa. Sa waka zika wa okupa inga lende digari arrested. Ta kono hiyan ya.
Yeah.
Eh, arrested. Oji doma?
Arrested, yeah.
Ito kakao kandine, anda hare vi kandine, evindi oi wapewa, oi gani sirepiki.
Shashu wali wapewa?
Oi wapewa?
Shashu
pa itaandu, oai ukharaike, maro muni, no marido gondoro pango. Oya nyumba kule gure tingi ni mayoru zirwa changa.
Yeah.
Shashu ta adenga kwa database. Shashu ya mwene kwa they are surviving on that chaos.
Yeah.
What they go?
Yes.
You know some counselors, they think they are too clever.
Yes, I know who Bashudan.
Tara, what I name, what I create, okay, so you know. Tagaja, no, if Nanimo, if I got a car. Okunamo didn't Hamano, Afraja, and what you pay, what you pay.
Yeah.
Yes, they get it. Natal was the same people. On the Swata Savage Danga, Swata Savage Danga.
Yes.
The same people, they are going to get the land.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the guru.
Yeah. So you need it for housing. It's not for a business. You need it for housing.
Let's meet in court. Opotuku perekucha, si, otoku adaku pa inge iligas.
Yeah.
F was allocated to, what happened to it? Iron did and then gay iron did. Oh?
If you know who did it, Kari Manga, Manga and Tutar and Dingamungwe?
Aha, we are sure. Chassis, if you cannot keep data, Kunas would to serve the Namigo to the Mother Changing. What do you go? Imagine I don't do any more than running a mountain years. 20 years. We are not serious on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Ngongwe ni natango minister no, manangongwe waka orendi grepi.
Yeah.
Unogamba suke di digari fi, watu lako okaze na leni basi. Nda no tocha anun lozo taiko meha taipe.
Aha.
Iya. Lose mani ke. Gini mamoy harali, mita muy vos.
All of them, all of them are dissing the white people's school, but they all want their kids to be there. Why? Yeah, if they are complaining about the white people, then why do they want all their kids to be there? It's because they know there's the order, there's order. If that story is going to survive, to be honest now. I don't know.
No, so with him, another jag or cocoa in a half a month. I'm not going to be done. So that the captain, then the watch out, most you don't want to know, oh, Namas, and that's a monofacati.
Oh,
Matala, Ginipasha, Matala, Ginipasha. Zero. Yeta una ozingi mine ya mirongo yo hayi rongo ini mazai zitenda enzi break mara yeta kunala mo university hayi rongo about that thing
chiri chiri
one futa kunane ngo university of marine
That will come here to the Api Longwala, everything there is to know about the marine.
It's about, you need to have, to study about everything that you have in your country.
Yeah.
One foot down the University of Marine proper.
Mm-hmm.
Then no fabric of wrong skate. What is wrong with it? To a ground, a foot down way, kuna, a fabric of wrong skate. Oh, he may put a token to Taramanaska. Ah, she does. Oh, he may put a token to Taramanaska.
Atalanta.
No, my own.
Atalanta. Atalanta.
Marane. In a rightful mind. Can you not think like that?
Yeah, we are. Oh. We are. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. I think that many of us are just ruined by the middleman syndrome. To be honest, we are just ruined by everybody wants and wants to eat, wants to only work for their houses. Like, we are not working for a Namibia that is going to be here tomorrow. Man, the problem is that Morane mbera shashino anhu ya ipura o lineage yao, no great-grandchildren, no bloodline yao. But in all honesty, if you are breaking it right now, where are your children Mara, going to stay?
Tara, Mara sawa Tara.
Yeah.
O university na ndo, ne kosali hendo.
Yeah.
Hadirongo, hirongo nzo hoka. Ma hirongo, noga funari ni mazo.
Hmm.
Ay. Irongo imaina na usukuri no okosa dina shano mahori oil engineering ani basi ma mashiro kosa iyan produce wa mahori wena
wena kena skola yao
kena university yo mahori
una ya kuza huya uye ungwe utuning utulongi
University of Mining.
Yeah.
Then you put department. So it's run of Sasa we.
Yeah.
So to Ramone or Department of God.
Mm-hmm.
So to Ramo or Department of God and the Ramo Department of Gopa or Department of Gopa de Karamatsumi by Hashamonogopa.
Yeah.
No God, the Rimo.
Mm-hmm.
Or uranium. Oiri kerongo.
Mhm.
E ngai kerongo iri ko safi.
You see?
No diamond da iri ko dibani man diamond iri ko korindiri.
Mhm.
No rang.
Yeah.
So what is wrong with that, those things?
That's I'm that sala in our lives.
O
diamond ino imonala nale you have never seen it.
O department da yo yi ni mabino yi tenda yo koronga yi peregini washike oja mo washike mo rasmin. So it's up to you. O head officer isha kucha no head officer o iri peni a iri nengo merongo. Then you have those departments like that. So now and you mosirongo shoye tarongo yi ni mabino ye ishiwe. The way we give natural resources out, aero material, nevo swa haturiganya. Taturiganya poke foreigna, ye foreigna ta ituran tura bek.
Yeah.
Opo. Taturiganya duran tura ko beka, ki ko foreigna kondiro.
Yes.
Sasa forena no te dice se ata tura po magumbo watu ati da tungu pues que es que ta tura po fereta torentinga ko foren.
Mhm.
Cara, u coroni ne, eso se te ti we are independent.
Mhm.
Mana our mind. There's no independence there.
Yes.
Ta kurumbo jana ta. Nawe? Mba ke kita tuduru? Ogweli reike? Ogweli reike? Yeah, that's a danger mindset. Pwede naman siya. So, gwinigigig ka po na siya po?
Hmm.
Ay, siya. Uso siya dati. O tatu ko, ini mga ambito dati si Mini, kiwa kiirom.
Mm-hmm.
Pukyon no, de takararom pangi, takaron longi, takaron sita.
Yeah.
Opo. Iron po na siya, gurura ko kasyo na. Natango, tan long wara, o engineering ambo, o faso ambo.
O bridge ay nito take up.
Soso wete onlude tara. O ngade si nung beru ara ko mo ni ma ku profesor ko matat o yung wita si ma kasine scientists. And we call these people the highly trained people. These are scientists. Oba hadi burugwe tapini. Ninga agricultural scientists, they are not there. Katu yana, eribe.
Yeah.
Kama nusa. Anta aku di darang yo kwani kama no master po. Gerai kokura no ata ningi no doctor on doctora.
Maro doctor ni eskan, guys.
Doctor ni na PhD ni. PhD ni muno pa po kuri do. Kasi o apungwa ne kwa ne pero.
Kalongwa tu ne ningongi niya.
Ano doctor kama po yung phone ne nembo jaje onto
Tashanga mambo. Are they not just authors, those people? Aniku author na iman. Shashino, all they do is just get the doctorate and then all of that is just writing books. Writing books, writing books.
No, osikucha.
Yeah.
Osimando siringi kucha. Uno kushanga, o mambo. Maro mambo uno kushanga out of experience. Oshibosho tashiti. You have to develop theories. Marango atara ne omambo gakashama ne kuyamwe. Ogene theory dinya. Kuchai no ondare semboja hangwa ne kutate endurni kondo. Omuna theory yato tokweji. Shosho wete ngere ngoto tingu doctor ne ngo prof. Ndito toto theory tate kurukai shirongonjo. That's not theory.
Yeah.
That is not the business. Shashi, you must develop theoretical framework that can be used to solve modern problem.
Yeah.
Of course. That's why you can't say that you can't say that you can't say that. That's it.
Author.
Oh. Other than some of the etap of push and pull factor was a stupid person.
I'm an author. I'm an author. I'm a published author. Yeah, I wrote 10 books.
Embone, Tolishanga, Nati, Nagari, Nane, or theoretical framework.
Yeah.
Shashine social science, Sakuna, Siku, Solinos, in Magabon, theoretical framework. There's no discussion in the air. There's no discussion in the air. Tara, I am very glad.
Yeah.
Achina, not a patasanane. It's a matter of whether to accept democracy.
Yeah.
Nengota, you know, communism. What is this democracy? On fact.
Yeah.
But even then, she bring a no watch. I know him at her nipa no, Okambishi. Nengota had a nero or Okambishi.
Yeah.
Okambishi, Toka Kambishi Karuzi. Okambishi, Okambishi, it doesn't matter the color. Nengota had a music.
Yeah. What do we want?
We want a cat. Okay.
Just a
here, kit. We want a system. Ningo to Haraskan, we want a system. Ngeng o system and get it to in onge in tash ongeta irongomos. O can be shingerataka jombo. The system only when it works.
Yeah.
Get it a irong. Why we need it? It's the same now we have been subjected by democracy.
Yeah.
But is democracy working for us? The one that we have. Is it working?
Sometimes, Sango.
Why don't you have a
Yeah.
What process of the democracy do you have to do now? Yeah, to me, Singapore, we know them, everything.
Yeah.
But does the democracy produce leaders? That are needed to transform the economy?
Yeah.
and they drive the economic agenda of the country.
That is now the ultimate question.
Yeah. So what are puro? We are sitting with the democracy here, but inequality, poverty, crime, economy. You own nothing. Everything's owned by the foreigner, but you say you have the economy. The land and everything is ours. But it's us.
Then what?
So, then what?
Yeah.
I thought I was here.
After so many years.
Until we move out of the franchise system. I said it many times.
Yeah.
Of franchise system of governance.
Yeah.
Nothing. Innovation. It will never come to you.
It will never materialize. Yes.
Tosho ete mbango e hadiza inakucha si tankaronga ne. Tamo mbanga si nwa siro mwa gina nge to the sofo ma cha nge nge panada pukotwa like that.
Yeah.
Nende uze mu waza ke skorado eta tekuru. Tosho ete mbango hakutwa rantu ne uno tofa ne uno ten.
Yeah, because they are going to hit you anyways.
There's
no innovation. You're not coming with new ideas here. We don't like that. This is the system that works.
Kuchio wali shausha akuresha. Soso ete mbanga akutu arontongwe shikuresha.
Yeah.
Soso ete ilumbo
temu.
Yara. Uwamani ilumbo se tukengerele. Etu kengere mungu wajamono kucha. From the beginning, they want us to go to school. Ute kuresha.
Yeah.
Shone, mara petameko, oyaja ahaye tukutu, inuenda kuskora.
Yeah.
Antumba aja hiko kakoro. Kapo aja skora. Ae kurongwara.
Finish.
No
long
stories.
Finish.
Or show that they put out in on Zap.
Yeah.
Omoshige. Ah, Nahagufuta?
Yeah.
Nahagufuta, so show it and to buy no Zapo Edimostilita. By Yahurida, Pigatopono, Edim and Bangan of Moka and Zirum. Shashinia rule the Kanoga.
Yeah, Shashinia
Naru the Kana economy can make a funny.
That is nice.
Opone mukutaru da kwenye.
Yeah.
Jashina aruze inangara antu ya rongwe. Tamu ya futi saiki. Inangaku ya futa.
Yeah.
Inangaku ya futa. Shosho ete ine ingeta topo tonyo unemployment among the graduates. These are the issues.
Yeah.
Mateko? The government is unable to create employment for everybody. Manga in Alihara and Fumunza, po?
Yes.
Soso eti o hanka. Soso eti paipuna no elementa, yeah. Asuta, kutu e fore, neki. Now, why do you have to include the person to recruit the person when a bachelor? A petagan of Zapodomavar. Now, Sasha Minda, we can to be together. Unto no bachelor, eh? Don't you mind that? They don't go pay. They don't go see it. Sasha, you don't have a chara. Saron to the Ponza Puevar. Mataron the Puea Ocate Cajé, Yocana. Naina, what the go? No, no, Ghana, no, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, do you need to have a bachelor to work as an officer to go on the
no, but
Ritava zende kize, imba izwezi pili. Luekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa, hamo chualo ni mata amsika vwana kare. Kana mwitukiselize kuvona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo zezwezi pili ze, kakulipa fela mashiringi alika na $36 million kakweli. Kapa kami kwa ye kutesi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungo disari kwelize talu, 10% machipisa hamungo disari kwelize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungo disari kwelize lishimi peri. Muketeri kwelize zo muvata kuri mukone kukala kuikola zendezeo imba imiswalezi fana chipisa imba okubukanira fasi kaufela muipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu kuri mukone kuikola zende kaufela.
All right, natungonge koneta te kwedi
sojale ejaye prende je poranjoka kuja e system adimwe. Let's understand things from mu ini maya design na kucha o system maya design manare o system maya design manare.
I think what we also need to do is really honestly evaluate the system that has been built and ask ourselves if the system is working or it's not working. Because sometimes we go and change the system just so that we can create a loophole for ourselves to eat from. But the system was so airtight if it was just followed.
Tara,
ngero watara. Constitution maina na hakutapa all principles.
Tara, ngadeti ingwataro parlamenta. Kapo fum unambo pano ono nena. Atacha nota ka moving o motiona. Yoku ganjo kwando ku presente akara itaganja wata. E maini ngira tsa ni kwashika. Yoku seja o maini eta ni kwashika. Mara si masano saboni bara out of ishete isho. Una mano atare o matari mani kwa shike.
Yeah.
Ete iwa o rating. Yo ngoto tida ni ishete. Ngo oshoen tida.
Yeah.
Mopala, shashi, ngero kani ngo shima shapuka. Ando no mopala menda mui uen kufiro ongor.
Yes.
Ase pati, shashi, uwe pati peresente.
Yes.
Paise, o shi, Taifo doesn't show a law because of emotion.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with the law.
The problem is opuna the person.
Oma opuna mechanism which on tungo kwa ono vetang kwa tota oya anakere. There was nothing wrong with the law.
Yeah.
Taifo ngo waka adapo presende edi kuruera. Eta disingi auto ne eni magi friende tosi ngaki. Ay.
Change, man.
Change. 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 Shashara, you want to show which it's you.
Yeah.
You have the power. Marini meni
exchange waka. There's no need.
Okay, go. There was a need. There was a need for things to be like that. So, mango is it? So, I want to present day. Unfai kemani end up. So, so it end up. So, so it present day. Pumbo kukarena. Ultimate power. Mini me yap.
Yeah.
Aye. Sasa da furku ya pwara. Eta tia. Afara. Aga alime yi rongomoka. Roshi oshi no muta kadine montenya gumenare onjo dada burana reto o baje dashiro it's a fact ano tas pole kai you come in what you go bai se ne ngo karandurire
baranda
ne ngon afage na dan andi no mono oje matango that pitiri that tripera nara on ese no budget that's wrong. Eh ngo kwara ndurang kwa.
Tsakupanga.
Tangana. Yo ni manezo da kuti ini masimbeli mwe ina ipumbu kushenja.
Yeah.
Chashi, you must understand the rationale. Chese wete nengo hage when he came in. He tried to okuninga shike. Oku increase e ministry ni pasikete ni ngodi. Uno se ya yo te dice una con él. Otro por anécdota. What was the point? What was the point? Otro por aquí. Ah, yeah. O en ese video maro no con ningún juez. Mara, ¿no? Este population where we are, there was no need for us to change from 90, what? Nego 70, what city that is? 72 city. There was still sufficient. Pero... Mana ni aye o ministry da putro ministry skene deputy wa. Mpo. Paife nguteke yako. Yo te increase. Nguteke yako yo ta reduce.
And it's like they're not following the same principle anyways.
What is the standard? Ando
kini nga standard.
What are we doing? O ministry do shirongo based on the resources that we have.
Yeah.
Na lipi. Ando dija anenge. On long on the virgin. Nende we moto change, auto change a madina, go have to your madina, their own ambitions.
Yeah.
It's a standard. I say, whom we didn't go back, whom we didn't go change, whom we didn't get hand. Man, who is clever there?
No.
Who is very clever there? Who is very stupid? Ah. Inuna opuna ndanga kucha. Aha, when the near pushes that, you don't change the law based on the emotion. Wamuna limuna ya kwa nwago kofarama. Ngo to chayi no. Paise shango pe onto ago ngo bom foro minongo ndatu mandoro. Eh. Chasa imuna ya kwa. Si ya kwa ni ya kara hai ya kwa. What did it?
Waningi poike.
So, out of those now, kaife ngo adimba kucha, opunano ntua vruko dipa kwa harande na amtusa dipa kondu, omvrakati simile konda. Kaife mwenye kushimona no kontu kuja. Oilongo, oimasi, otumi une ne, o threshold dato shirongu ina adidifa ima propati. Opopo karenga hapo na siri kuchu sovereign kuchu aye no pano sovereign cha kuri rampa iya kuwedo kuya kuzi
yeah
o foundation of really ngisha randi tungoja tungwana ale kucha we po ima pano itombonyo naka oto burukutu la koro arandu wakara no makende pa moto burukutu la mo aluminium ndere itagati tirire pa faiza jayi atendo. Adego?
Yeah.
Otro grupo se llama Forodina. Otro fichete.
Ma ito filo o swimming pool, ¿eh? Utrepo shikunin, no.
Yeah.
No, we're not
swimming pool, ¿eh? Ito, ito y filepo, ¿no? Utrepo kaba.
No.
Kasifon, ¿no?
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not changing the infrastructure because of your emotions. We're not changing the structure of things because of your emotions. Manatate Kwede, thank you so much. Mm. And I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Ewa. Ciao, ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we round off our conversation for this evening, we've got 7 more minutes, so let us listen. I think that we learned a lot today from the family dynamics in terms of children with special needs, you know, and how to approach it. I think that there was a lot of encouragement that came from Tate Kwede. I think there was a lot of, when you see something that is being experienced by another person, but the person is also just treating it with due diligence, understanding, and then there are sometimes where there is a little bit of humor. It's good to see because it also gives you a bit of encouragement and says, it gets better.
Behavioral analysis and actually is trying to help him to develop those skills. You tend to see a lot of social awkwardness, the inability to have two-way conversations. It's a very one-way conversation and very fixated on certain things. The other things that I will tell you that Liam is, and we have this conversation a lot at home, is that I am Liam's touchstone, and I am the one person in this world that can make everything okay. And so we have moved on from the days when Liam would have a meltdown, and that included banging his head against things or hitting himself and telling you, I hate myself, I'm horrible. And as a parent, to hear your child do that just rips everything from your heart. And then for a child that is autistic and understands and can do his own research about autism, and he will tell you everything there is to know about it, will also react negatively to himself and say, I wish I was never born. I wish I was not autistic. May not understand what that means. For those of us that are neuronormal or born that way, to try and put yourself into the world of a child or anybody that has autism is sometimes very difficult, and it's very hard to process and understand where they're coming from. And I'll give you a couple of examples, because while we throw a lot of funny into our world, because there is a lot of joy, there are instances where you go, that's interesting. So a very good friend of ours who teaches speech language pathology at the University of Arizona also teaches in their autism program. And she spent a lot of time with us and said, let me explain something to you. So normal human speech is very fast. Normal human speech is about three to five words per second. That's how we speak. She said the autistic brain processes about 1 to 2 words per second. So she would slow down her speech. This is how he processes. So when you come at him, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, very brilliant, but he is not hurt what you said. We have some really good examples, and we catch ourselves as parents many, many times violating our own rules and things that we know we should do differently. So my husband one day says to Liam, I call and I said, I'll meet you at the doctor's office. And he says, all right. Tells Liam, get your shoes on. Get out to the car. Get in the car and let's go. Okay, Greg says. He walks out. He says, Liam, standing at the car door. Just standing at, and he, dude, get in the car. Oh, okay. And what he heard was, get on your shoes and go to the car. The next steps he didn't hear. So it's those moments where then we get angry as parents and go, aren't you listening to me? Well, he didn't process that fast. Probably one of the other are one of my favorites in trying to explain children and how they respond with autism is the whatever is in his head he believes is in your head. So I'm going to start right here, and you have no idea what he's talking about. And he came running into the room one time, and he's going to tell Greg something, and he runs and he goes, Greg, and then whatever he's saying, and Greg goes, whoa, stop, start at the beginning. Liam goes, okay. And he runs out, ran out of the room, came back in, Greg, da-da-da-da, started at the same place. And Greg goes, how stupid am I? Because I just told him to start at the beginning, and he did. He went back, ran out, and ran back in. So it is a very, everything is, it's, it is very finite. It is what you asked for. It is not interpretive. That is the way that his brain processes. And it is a learning experience every day. Our other four children have their own specialness and special needs to them as well. And just because they're not defined by any single diagnosis or anything else, they're all special in their own rights and different in their own ways. And we have, as we say, the teenager now, he's 13, who has completely lost all sense of a brain, I think. And is doing things that we go, Zachary, really? He actually asked us, when did you know I was a teenager? And I remember we looked at each other and my husband goes, 13, dude. Teen is the operative word. Oh, wow. Figure that one out. We have the other child who's very OCD, who is Liam's best partner in the world because you have chaos mixed with, let me line it out for you. They are great partners. And we have the other child, the youngest, who is as headstrong as his father, but yet the size, he's almost as big as the 8-year-old's. And the last 8-year-old, who in his own right, in his own little attention deficit world, they all complement each other. So the love of a family isn't what is defined as a label. But it is looking past that and loving all your children for who they are. But looking at a child that has autism and making his different world fit into the normal world and those of us in the normal world to be able to accept it. So when you see us walking through the airport, there usually is 8 of us. Most people just feel sorry for us. But we don't want anybody's pity. We don't want anybody to go, oh, look at those crazy people. We love our kids. We love our family and the experiences that they bring us every day. So with that, thank you very much. Thank you for attending me.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much for having joined us on this very insightful and very loving conversation that we had today. And I will see you again tomorrow, same time, same place. From me, the matriarch, I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. Bye-bye.